And before we leave Melbourne and leap back to Pasadena, do meet Dr. Sundance Jehong Sun, who led the team in the United Nations Dartathon, as it was dubbed last month. But their topic, in which regions across the globe would solar farms be most efficient? And where is that energy most needed? Sundance, as she's known to her friends, incidentally did her PhD on critical thinking. They won two prizes, in fact, both for being a congenial and welcoming team and for their data ideas.
So we've got two awards, one for the second place around the world, and the other one is the best team at the Oceania region. Yeah.
Oceania, yes. Second place in the world, that's pretty fantastic.
I'm still pinching myself about it, to be honest, but it has been incredibly meaningful for us. Yes, the second place, competing with over 400 teams from over 100 countries around the world.
Tell me what you actually put in there as what turned out to be a second prize winning global event.
I think the key experience for me is the teamwork, or be passionate about the issue that you really want to address. So when I'm looking back, there are certain moments, but nothing is like the cutthroat competition. So I'll give you an example. In our workspace at the University of Queensland Technology, with the beautiful botanical garden view outside our window.
It is lovely.
It is. It's a beautiful campus. And also we really enjoyed working together with the calming nature video we projected on the bigger screen in the room as a background. And also we had lots of lollipops on our table throughout the whole time. It was also really enjoyable for members from other teams drop by our room and we had a nice chat about each other's projects. So nothing really as you would expect, like a competitive competition.
So what you're saying really is the essence of what keeps science in social science together, and that is the talent of collaboration. In other words, making the atmosphere work so that human beings can interact.
Can't agree more, definitely.
So you were sharing data in general, or was it on a particular line of thought?
The UN Datathon asked us to come up with our solution that's relevant to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, the transition to clean and affordable energy.
What would you do?
I would continue to work on, understand better about which part of the world where the solar farms can be most efficient, and also which part of the world would stand to benefit the most, and then identify the most efficient place to build solar farms and to get the most benefit.
Yeah. I want to ask you about your PhD, because critical thinking is the essence of what we can do to resist the fake news problem. In other words, the lies that are pushed by trolls and such like, as a political weapon almost, but also a nuisance. Now, how do you actually help people become critical thinkers, especially at schools?
That's a very complex question. But I can tell you that for my PhD study, I pointed out the issue first. And I argued that our education system is not quite there yet to develop what we value about critical thinkers. Instead, it tends to value what we assess about critical thinking.
How to value it?
How to value it is really about what do you think critical thinkers should be in the contemporary world. It's more about your expectations. Like what you just said, you hope critical thinkers should have the capability of telling what is true and what is false, what to believe. So based on my study, I actually defined critical thinking and introduced epistemic beliefs as part of the critical thinking construct, which means the attitudes to knowledge and knowing. And my argument is that I think epistemic beliefs is the gap in the current education system, but it's so crucial, especially in this information age. It actually acts as a filter of information, or it actually enables individuals to filter what's right and what's true, distinguishing the true information from the myths or false or alternative truths.
Mm-hmm. Epistemology, as they call it.
Epistemology is the study about knowledge. But epistemic beliefs is really, you don't need to know, but you do need to develop a sophisticated set of belief system in this contemporary world to sort of act as a compass to help you navigate through the information.
Well, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Sundance Jehong Sun from the University of Melbourne, whose team won second place globally for their work on where to put those solar farms to serve communities everywhere. That was at the UN Datathon, where they also got the prize for friendly engagement